Blog Talk Radio.
What's up, everybody? How you doing? Thank you for logging in to Music Drama TV Radio. I'm your host, Skills. Make sure you check out musicdramatv.net. Today's topic, we're going to be talking about how to promote your brand online, whether it's music, goods, or, you know, just an ordinary item that you came up with and you just want to get it out there to the world and receive feedback. You know, so stay tuned. It's going to be a very good show, very interesting. But let's get right into it. You know, as time moves forward, you know, the online has been a very big tool for marketing, and it still is. You know, when I first started this music entertainment, there wasn't no online. Well, it wasn't very heavy. You didn't have that many options. You know, so promotion was word of mouth and hand in hand and printing up flyers and posters and things like that. Now, it's one click of a button. We have so many social sites that you can adapt to and post links and share things with people and let them know your next move or listen to this or share this and like that. But for the people that's starting out into the music industry and you really want to get your music out there, but you don't know how to go about doing it, what you need to do is you need to make sure that your music is wrapped tight. Or whatever it is, your clothing line, whatever brand that you have is wrapped tight and it's packaged great. So when you do display it on these social network sites, that it catches people's eyes. And what I mean by catching someone's eyes, you have to have a good content behind it. It has to have a good picture, a good image, and it's got to make me want to say, for instance, if I'm scrolling down on Facebook and I see something that catches my eye, And I want to check it out because it caught my eye. So that's what you want to do. And, you know, you don't want to, I see a lot of people doing online, spamming. You don't want to spam people a lot. You know, people don't like that. They hate that. Don't force people. If they're going to listen to your music or if they're going to check out what you have to offer or what you're offering, they're going to do it on their own time and when they want to. Or if it's necessary for them, when it's convenient for them, not when it's convenient for you, you know? So first tip is make sure that you package your material right to present it properly and it has great content behind it and people can go check it out without going through 30 different links or, you know, just they click it on and the first 4 seconds they click off. You don't want that, you know? And the third thing is don't spam people. You know, give people a chance. If they see it enough, 9 times out of 10, they're going to click on it, you know. So try. And then what I used to do is when I first started out with the music, you know, I opened up a Facebook account. You know, I had opened up a music group, you know. That's what I did that the first time, you know. And I started helping people. So I opened up a music group. And now today my music group holds about like roughly 30,000 members. And I started helping people promote their music, you know, and as I get engaged into other people and interact with different musicians from all around the world, you know, they start getting familiar with me. And at that time, I said, you know what, I don't want to promote music. I don't want to be a rapper. I don't want to be a hip-hop artist or whatever I thought I was going to be. I wanted to start a brand. So that's how Music Drama TV came about. I created a brand because I had opened up this platform to give other artists this leeway to display their talent, you know, signed or unsigned. So that's how I got where I am today and one of my tactics that I did. And once people got familiar with my brand and they start seeing it and they start seeing other people engaging in it, that made them curious. You know, curiosity kills the cat, the old saying. So then, you know, word of mouth and likes and shares. And then once I got the Facebook thing down pat, Then I had to graduate. I slowly moved to Twitter. And when you move to Twitter, and Twitter is a good tool because Twitter, there's a lot of people you can interact with, a lot of record labels and a lot of beat makers and just a lot of people. Don't just use Twitter to follow celebrities and see what they're doing. No, Twitter is a great tool, you know. Use Twitter as your spokesperson. You know, that's your word of mouth. You know, that lets people know, listen, I have a new song. Check this out when you get a chance. Pass it on. Listen, I have a clothing line coming out. Here's the link to my blah, blah, blah website. Share it, retweet it, pass it on. And also what I used to do on Twitter, I used to spend about, I say, roughly an hour and a half of my own time not posting on Twitter, just looking what people are saying, you know? Just checking out what their demands are and where they're posting and what are people like and what are their interests, you know? And that's how I grabbed the audience, you know, because I was feeding them content that they could relate to. I was feeding them things that they were talking about, that was trending, that was a topic, you know? And that's how I got to the Twitter thing, you know, I mastered that. And another thing, you know, another social network site, well, really another site that's really good is YouTube. You know, you want to open up a YouTube account. YouTube is great. It's a great tool for everything. YouTube is the number one platform right now. You want to upload videos. When you upload a video, make sure you got a good intro. Make sure your name, the headline, everything is flawless, because there's millions and millions of videos being uploaded on YouTube each and every day. So therefore, you want your video to stand out. You want your video to be the one that people click on. You know, that's what you want. And for my artists out there that has trouble or don't have the time for social media, you know, do live performances. Go book yourself. Go to a nearby bar, do shows for free, you know, interact with people, get familiar, make people familiar with you and who you are, make people want to listen to you, do shows, you know, get your name out there. And then also in your show, that's when you advertise. You can follow me at suchandsuch.com or subscribe to me on blah, blah, blah YouTube. And that's a great marketing tool. The best marketing tool is word of mouth, you know. But social media is one of the useful things, you know, and I like that. And for the other ones, you know, I find it's a very big one. You know, this is one of my top digs. You know, I created websites because I said to myself, wow, Facebook, Twitter, you know, let me create a platform for myself. You know, so I created musicdramatv.net, you know, and that enabled me to post videos and upcoming artists as well as mainstream artists. That enabled me to post things that I created, songs that I know. It was an outlet that I wanted to open up and share to the world. You know, and most websites out there are free. You just have to take your time to learn them, you know, but the best tool is to create your own website and have a .com and a domain name and let it stick with you. There's nothing wrong with that. Therefore, you can send people to you, you know, and that's how it goes right there. And music blogs and stuff like that. And for my artists out there, I can't stress it enough. You must. It's not an option. Collaborate with different musicians, please. This is a great way of getting your music out there. This is a great way of a sponsorship. This is a great way of people finding out who you are. And this is a tool to meet other people. Collaborate as often as you can. You know, that they're making software these days where you can record and email your verse way across the world. Have another person lay down the track, make them email it back, mix it down, there you go. Collaborate, put mixtapes together, you know, and that's what you do, you know. So thank you for logging on to the Music Drama TV Radio. Make sure you check out MusicDramaTV.net. For those that just joined us today, the topic is promoting your brand online, whether it's music, clothing, or whatever idea that you came up with. And I'm just giving you a little bit of marketing tips, things that help me. And one of my other digs is, my second digs, email marketing. Make sure you have a set up email marketing blast, where therefore there's people that are subscribing. And you know, when you have something going out, like you have a big event, you know, you have a big show, or you just have a blog post, and you have people already subscribed to you, as soon as you press that button, it goes right to their email and it notifies them. So therefore, they will get the information that you want them to get. So you don't have to keep sending messages to inbox to inbox to inbox. Because tell the truth, who likes that? You know, I can't lie, I did it when I first started because I didn't know how to go about it. So, you know, I used to send people, listen to my music. And I found myself sending 100 messages to 100 people that was getting tired of me, getting sick of me. And, you know, so I came up with a different way, you know. So it's not hard out there to promote yourself. You just got to have the right tool. You gotta be willing. You gotta have the time. It's very easy. It's so easy these days because you have the internet. I can't stress that the most, internet. But most important, my number one dig, you gotta make yourself marketable. Become marketable. When you take pictures and photos, make sure you look marketable. No one's gonna buy into you with a do-rag on, or a blunt in your mouth, or 40, or hella girls around you. That's not selling yourself. No one's going to buy into that. You got to be marketable these days. People is buying into image, you know? And image is where it's going to get you further than whatever you're doing, your image. And that's the new thing today. That's a trending topic today is image. Excuse me, people. Music Drama TV Radio, make sure y'all log on to MusicDramaTV.net, YouTube.com/SkillsB. Check Music Drama TV out. For those that are just logging in, you know the topic is promoting your brand online. You know, I appreciate everybody's time, and I wish everybody the best. You know, make sure you subscribe, comment, share, tell a friend. Let everybody know to tune in. I try to keep y'all up to date with different trending topics. I try to help people out here, you know, give them the tools. And I'm always here. You know, my email is on every website. Just type in MusicDramaTV.net. Make sure you check us out. Don't be scared. One love.
Preview.